Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This. Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for part two of Double Barrel Wednesday with your colleagues at the Journal Stars, Parker Gabriel. But first, we got to give him his proper introduction on this fine Double Barrel Wednesday.
Double Barrel Wednesday. It's a Double Barrel Wednesday.
Double Barrel Wednesday had some pop in. Very good job by Parker on Double Barrel Wednesday.
You guys know what day it is? It's Double Barrel Wednesday.
And we are now joined by your colleague, the Journal Star's Parker Gabriel. Good morning, Parker. Before we get into Nebraska and all the things that we deal with here, I'm curious. There's a lot of rumors out there regarding Caleb Williams, the Oklahoma quarterback, and Wisconsin, maybe him going there. Do you believe them? How good of a chance do you think there is that Nebraska might face Caleb Williams this next year with the Badgers?
Yeah, with the Badgers.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't know what to believe. It seems like Wisconsin's in the mix. I know a lot of people up there. Obviously, I don't know anything about this situation beyond just what you can read online. But it would be interesting for sure. I think there's the offensive coordinator they're supposedly hiring or reportedly hiring. I think there's some connections. He was in Baltimore, and his son plays for Wisconsin, and they were teammates or something like that, he and Caleb Williams. So I don't know. If it happens, it would be pretty interesting for a lot of reasons, one of them being a potential Caleb Williams and Casey Thompson rematch just in the Big Ten West instead of in the Big 12, which would be, you know, that's just sort of the way the portal is at this point.
Parker Gabriel joins us. Parker, you wrote about NIL at Nebraska, name, image, likeness, the world as it applies to Nebraska. Jake pointed out on the show today that Ohio State reports that, excuse me, 220 student athletes engaged in 608 reported NIL activities, earning just shy of $3 million. We don't have numbers from Nebraska, but you wrote a story. You talked to people. How would you characterize Nebraska's activity in the NIL world?
Yeah, and we asked about similar numbers from Nebraska, so we'll see if if they decide to make those public or not. I think Nebraska's in a pretty good place. I don't know the numbers like you say, but I think there are a lot of kids that are getting NIL deals. Now, they're not all for six figures or anything like that, but I think there are probably a few athletes that are sort of up in that range, maybe a handful. One of the things, and Charles Thompson told you this when you talked after Casey transferred here, Sip, he was impressed with sort of the scope. right? It's not just a few guys or a few, you know, volleyball players or whatever that are getting deals. I think it's pretty systematic, and I think there's a lot of athletes at Nebraska that have had opportunities. So, you know, where that continues to build and what that looks like, some of it obviously depends on marketability. Some of it depends on donors continuing to want to support it, which there's obviously that will likely happen.
Yes.
And then it also it depends on how rules and laws change going forward too. But I think right now you'd have to say Nebraska's in a good spot. When I saw that Ohio State number, $2.98 million, one of the things that crossed my mind is I wonder how many of those dollars are for one quarterback who is, you know, played two snaps and is no longer there in terms of Quinn Ewers. Yeah. But obviously, I mean, they've got 36 sports and they're one of the most high-profile athletic departments in the country. So it's no surprise that Ohio State's doing well.
Speaking of NIL in Nebraska, Parker, I saw over the weekend Casey Thompson, of course, the new quarterback from Texas at Nebraska, via the Caesars Sportsbook, they put out early 2022 Heisman odds, Parker, and he is at 25-1 odds, Casey Thompson, which is 8th best overall and 6th among quarterbacks in the nation. Is that believable, or is Caesars just wanting Nebraska fans to chug Kool-Aid here?
I think that's Vegas hooking up with the Kool-Aid folks and trying to you know, get the intake up. No, I don't know. I mean, obviously, the thing about Nebraska, I mean, one of the things about playing in Nebraska, right, is if you're good and if you play well, you're going to get exposure here. That if you can't say it's unmatched, I mean, it's certainly not going to be a lot more anywhere else. And so, you know, if he comes out and plays really well, of course, it's going to be a big story and there's going to be a lot of attention on him and all of that. I think I'll probably pass on making prognostications about the Heisman, you know, 8 months before the season starts.
Come on, Parker.
Simple could do that.
No,
and then,
I can't.
But you know, look, I mean, it's going to be very interesting, obviously. He's got a well-regarded offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach who just had a Heisman finalist and a Biletnikoff winner. Got some talent around him. We'll see how it all comes together. But, yeah, I think it might be a little early for the Casey Thompson Heisman talk.
Okay, I think let's make this easy, Parker. You're the beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star for the Nebraska football team. There's a headline. You wrote a story yesterday. The headline is, as transfer portal frenzy nears Lowell, where do the Huskers still need difference makers? Where do they still need difference makers, Mr. Gabriel?
Yeah, well, Mr. Sipple, probably both front lines. That was mostly what I wrote about. You know, that they were in, and some of it's just sort of intuitive. I mean, they wanted one more offensive lineman. That, you know, they wanted to get Tremont Shorts on campus. That didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted Nesta Jade Silvera from Miami, and he ended up going to Arizona State. So, you know, they clearly were trying to take one more guy. Now, some of that's because I think they probably thought each of those guys was a really good player. So some of it's going to be about, you know, what's available out there. But it's just, I mean, when you look at how many kids have been in the portal basically since August, there's just not any reason to think that you'll be lacking in options in terms of finding one more offensive lineman, finding one more defensive lineman.
Okay.
I wonder a little bit about the linebacking level just after Will Honus left. You know, they got their top three guys inside back, but maybe the depth is getting to a point where you could use one more veteran there. And otherwise, you're probably looking at the number of spots you have and saying, you know, who are the best football players you can get in.
Sometimes hard to project FCS to FBS in terms of the move there, Parker, but Nebraska gets Omar Brown from Northern Iowa over the weekend. I'm curious, how good of a player do you think that he is, and will he have a chance to potentially start this year with Nebraska?
Yeah, I think he's going to jump right into the mix. I mean, he's a guy. He was pretty highly recruited in terms of the FCS level. He wasn't obviously a Big Ten prospect coming out of Minneapolis North. But I think that they were really excited to get him at Northern Iowa. And then he won a starting job right away and played, you know, all of 2019, was a first team All-American in the FCS in 2019. And then obviously shortened season 2020 spring season. And then, you know, he got hurt this fall halfway through. So he's a tough kid. He can really run. I think, and, you know, it's interesting because they've got some talented guys at corner when you're talking about Quentin Newsom, Braxton Clark, now Tommy Hill coming from Arizona State, Jaden Gould, you know, a young guy, a couple others that maybe could get themselves in that competition. Marquise Buford Jr. is going to be in that conversation. But I think the speed that it moved and the attention that Omar Brown got when he went in the portal, I think that'll be a name that Nebraska fans get familiar with pretty quickly.
Okay, good answer, Parker.
All right, Parker, always great stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
This isn't going to roll off the tongue quite as well, but shut up, Mr. Sipple.
Wow. All right.
I like the idea of Parker referring to me as Mr. Sipple.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I will from now on.
Okay.
Oh, boy. All
Mr.
right.
Mr. Sipple.
All right.
There okay.
Parker Gabriel.
Thank you, Parker. Corey, off the text line, was wondering why Nebraska doesn't actively push out what it's doing in terms of NIL activity. I mean, here's what I say to that, okay, real quick before we get into the show. Corey and other people wonder about that. Why don't we know Nebraska's NIL numbers? Why are they hesitant to put them out there? Why don't they just flat don't want to? Well, I would say this, Jake. I would say this. As long as within the industry, people, players, other coaches, just people in the industry, we'll call it, are aware of what Nebraska is doing, I don't think they need to put it out publicly. I don't think – maybe they'd want to leak it out at some point with some media member. But as long as they are comfortable with the notion that people in the industry know what they're doing, it doesn't – I don't think they need to push it out there in any kind of formal sense. That's what I say about it.
Yeah, I wonder if you're hesitant to put it out there, especially if you're not getting results out of it yet.
No. I don't think it's that.
I think
there's a hesitancy to not tip your hand, I think. Yeah. That's what I think.
Maybe that.
Yeah. Nebraska, I'm telling you, I don't mind saying it, they're well-structured and well-heeled, okay? Well-structured, well-heeled. I don't mind saying it. I wouldn't say it if I didn't know.
The reason why I say that is that obviously you put yourself out there for getting made fun of if you say how much you're spending and or how much you're getting to athletes.
Come
and
on,
it's not helping
right now. Well, what are you talking about though? Right now, they got Casey Thompson, and Trey Palmer. I mean, almost case closed. I mean,
we'll see the results on the field.
Well, no. They got them already. They got results.
I'm just saying.
No, that doesn't matter. That's irrelevant right now. They got them. No, you can't. No. You don't say that. We'll see what they do on the field. You got them. You wanted
to
get them, and you got them.
You'd be put the numbers out there if the results of the players you got indicate success. I'm saying that.
No.
What's wrong with that?
I just don't buy that.
You won't get as hammered.
It doesn't matter.
Great job. You get players.
No, the relevancy is that you got them. What they do now,
it's
not relevant.
They'll be more inclined to say what they got those guys for money if the players actually are successful here. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that.
Maybe. You might be right.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels, two bagels and Joe. It's been an 0-2 start to the week for you.
Has it?
Yeah. You need to win today to avoid a for sure losing week by Wednesday.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today is a Wild Card Wednesday. You're by yourself today. It is
four-letter bands. I will give you
really
one or two songs these bands sang and the era they were in, and you tell me what band that is.
Oh, God. Okay.
464-5685. Shut Up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip in trivia today. Again, our topic on a wild card Wednesday is four-letter bands. Hope your spelling is good to know what's four or five letters today. Yeah, four-letter bands. Shouldn't be that tough in terms of what we have to offer here. How do you feel about four-letter bands?
Well, let me first say this is an awesome topic, very creative by you.
I've done stuff like this before. Not this specifically four-letter bands. But, you know,
no, not four-letter bands. You've never done that.
I've done acronym bands before.
Okay, but not four-letter.
Matt, how do you feel about four-letter bands?
Well, I should be doing pretty good at this one.
Okay.
All right, you guys both feel good. Then.
We both feel like we should do pretty good, so we're evenly matched.
All right, Matt, first question goes to you. Here we go. What four-letter 70s pop band sang Hold the Line and Africa?
Oh, God, come on.
That'd be Toto.
That would be Toto.
Yeah, definitely had that. I almost characterized that as a layup,
which
is fine.
The callers deserve layups here.
Yeah.
All right, Sip, for the tie, your first question. What four-letter 70s rock band sang Come Sail Away and Blue Collar Man?
Styx.
Nice go, Styx.
S-T-Y-X.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. You would have got the point regardless, Sip.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, for the lead, your last question. What four-letter 70s band, rock band, excuse me, sang All Right Now?
Ooh.
God. Oh, God.
All Right Now?
All Right Now.
Maybe it's All Right Now.
Uh-oh.
You know this band has four letters.
That is not a layup.
5 seconds on the band that sang All Right Now. Five. Four.
Give me the horns.
Horns, he says. Give him the horns.
You could have said horn. pass. Who is that?
That would be Free.
Oh, that's impossible.
The band is Free.
You asked him to make a full court shot on that one.
Well, if that was not fair, then people might be really mad at me for this one.
Free? Who knows that?
I think a lot of people would know Free.
No.
Not a household
name. Let's just do that Target thing. If you walked over the Target and asked 20 people who sang that song, what song?
All Right Now.
0 for 20.
I don't think so. You'd get
unless you got a member of the band somehow.
No. If someone from that generation would know, probably.
No. Go ahead.
All right, Sip, for the win, your last question to avoid the losing week by Wednesday. What four-letter 80s rock band sang Heat of the Moment?
One of my favorite 80s bands sang that song. Asia.
Asia
off the snide
is correct. You are now 1-2. Matt, thanks for calling in. We'll get your bagel and a coffee, but call in down the road.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Thank
nice
you,
try
Matt.
Today to Matt.
Okay.
He probably had the hardest question.
That was unfair.
And maybe the easiest question, though, too.
True.
Of Toto,
okay,
right?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. He got Free. Oh, my God. Anyway, 49-49.
Yes, back to 500.
Back
and
to
500. More importantly, you're not guaranteed a losing week yet.
Off the schneid.
You have a chance at a winning week still.
I'm shocked you gave him Free. I'm happy you gave me Asia. Because I really like the band Asia. Outfield was a good 80s band, right?
That's four letters.
I know.
More than four letters.
Yeah, thank you. Outfield is more than four letters. But that was a great 80s band. Asia was a great 80s band. What was another great 80s band that you like?
There's a lot. 80s bands?
Yeah, 80s. But huge 80s bands that were not didn't make it into the 90s.
Like Huey Lewis in the news.
Yeah, they made it into the 90s.
Like Howard Jones, you know?
Mm-hmm. Asia's good. Asia was good. God, they were good.
I should know this. I haven't thought about 80s bands for a while.
Yeah. All right. What's the other one? Tiebreaker.
Oh, tiebreaker?
Yeah, tiebreaker.
How long in minutes and seconds is the radio version of Africa by Toto?
Okay, that's a good one. I've heard the song on the radio many times.
Probably thousands, if not 7,000.
4 minutes, 20 seconds.
What? 4 minutes, 21 seconds. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I guess you have paid attention to that one on the radio. That was a great
amazing.
Guess.
Yeah, thank you.
4:55 on the album.
Okay.
4:21
on the radio.
Radio time. Very
that's
nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anyone today. That's a great Wednesday for you.
Thank you. It is a great Wednesday. Little rattled at first of part of the show for some reason. Got here a little late.
I don't know why. Yeah, the first like 4 minutes, you were like frazzled over there.
Yeah, when I say late for management purposes here, I was not late.
No, you were here.
Yeah, I was
you here
on
here
time.
Before the show.
I got here right before the show, though.
Well,
I
mean, it wasn't even that bad, though. You were here several minutes early.
Yeah, I was still a little rattled early.
Like, if it was 5:59, I get it. But you were here before that.
Anyway.
I didn't understand it.
Got the win.
And you took off your hipster glasses, too.
Yeah, I got those hipster glasses. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Maybe that was it. You were calling. There was that. Maybe it rattled me when you kept calling them hipster glasses.
Well, they are hipster glasses. We'll bring in DP and Jay next for the Spillover on Early Break in the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.